Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
Those of us that are believers, those of us that really practice our faith, and you know, we have these church communities that we're a part of, we find that there are these networks of social support that are in these congregations that are really helpful to people. But there are still a lot of people out there that face all kinds of obstacles in their life, and they're not connected to these church communities. And for people like this, there's despair. I mean, that's the bottom line. There's despair and hopelessness. And I think that, you know, that's a toxic recipe. If you look at people that, you know, they're unemployed, and they don't have the hope that they'll even be able to get married someday. And you start, you know, adding up all of these factors, and it makes things really difficult. This is why the faith factor is so important. And in those very communities that you're talking about, where we're seeing unrest, it is the church in those inner city places that really kind of is holding things together. We don't talk about it, but the African American church is critical, has been critical for years. Not all churches are important, but especially the African American church in these inner cities is critical to helping with pro-social behavior. You know, pro-social behavior is, you know, why do people do so many good things? Why are the vast majority of people poor as well as middle class? Why do most of them obey law? And most of them do. And they obey the law because they believe it's the right thing to do. And, you know, we don't hear a lot about pro-social behavior, even though the vast majority of behavior is positive. We hear about, of course, just the other part. So I think there's so much good work that's going on in these communities. But at times what happens is, you know, one event can be a trigger for another event, and then take people that, you know, their lives are comprised of hopelessness and despair, and then you've got a toxic recipe that can just go up in flames. And you know, these are serious situations that you're talking about. Actually, I haven't been able to get access to the internet very well, so I didn't even know about the Baltimore situation. It breaks my heart to hear about it. But, you know, this is where we need the members of the faith community from across the country to be, you know, intervening on behalf of that situation.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.